Hello, listeners. This is Beast from the East, the podcast at scpolite.podomatic.com. We are also on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. We are on SoundCloud, but more about that later. Today is a very happy reunion. Early last year, I had the pleasure of meeting Mary Silver, who is a volunteer with the performance group Shen Yun. To put it very mildly, Shen Yun is a performance group that celebrates the long-standing culture, tradition, the glory, the tragedy, and the triumph of China and all its people through song and through dance. Mary, like many people around the world, and even famous folks, as you'll find out, was very much enraptured when she was introduced to the world of Shen Yun. And so she is back here with us, her first go-around here on our podcast, and she is going to tell us about Shen Yun, who they are, what they do, why you would be interested, how old you have to be to be properly interested in it. But also, we have to let you know as well that they are going to be doing a show here in North Georgia. It is going to be in Atlanta at the Cobb Energy Center at 2800 Cobb Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. It is going to be from Friday, December 27th through Saturday, December 28th. And Sunday, December 29th, you'll find out about the show times and more. But for right now, let me reintroduce you to my good friend here. Mary, how are you?
I'm very well, and I'm very happy to be here with you again.
Happy to have you back here. So, well, first off, for the folks who didn't have the pleasure of hearing the first interview, what is Shen Yun?
Shen Yun are Chinese words that mean literally the beauty of divine beings dancing. The hundreds of artists and musicians who put Shen Yun together want to give people an experience of pure beauty, an uplifting experience, an emotional experience, a funny experience. And the reason these Chinese artists, most of them are Chinese, though not all of them, mm-hmm. got together in 2006 to start these dance companies is that they wanted to revive the true traditional Chinese culture. Many of them are from mainland China, and after they immigrated to the West, they realized that their own real heritage had been suppressed under Communist Party rule, and they wanted to bring it back. It's nothing less than trying to create a renaissance of the real Chinese culture.
Yes, yes, and like I said, true to any renaissance is very much a creatively driven one through song and through dance. Can you elaborate a bit more about
one of the amazing things about Shen Yun is the music. There, every performance has a full orchestra with it, but it's not an ordinary orchestra. It's a full classical Western orchestra with all the instruments we know, but carrying the melody and carrying the flavor are traditional Chinese instruments. Mm. This has never been done before, this blend of Eastern and Western music. As you know, They're normally on different scales, so they can't go together.
This is true.
But through some genius, they have made this beautiful, uniquely Shen Yun music. So every dance, every year, has all new music composed for the show, played by a full orchestra with the arhu, the pipa, the gong, the sona, all the unusual Chinese instruments blending in with the Western classical instruments. There's song in it. There are some vocal solos. Most of a Shen Yun experience is large-scale ensemble dances where the people are doing either classical Chinese dance, which will recognize some things that we know as Westerners in gymnastics or in martial arts.
Right.
A lot of the gestures in martial arts actually came from classical Chinese dance. So lots of times people who love karate or judo, they'll recognize a lot of the moves in there.
You're drawn to it.
Because Chinese classical dance is actually the mother of the martial arts.
I see.
Even the character for dance is almost the same, and the pronunciation is almost the same. Wu Dao is dance in Chinese, and Wu Shu is martial arts in Chinese.
Yes.
One is the parent of the other.
Correlations.
But the thing that really I love most, I think, about Shen Yun is the stories.
Yes.
Some of the dances are sort of experiences. It's like you're in the clouds of the Himalayas with the Tibetan people. There's one last year called Kata for the Gods that's about Tibetan people welcoming divine spirits and waving those traditional white silk scarves.
Yes.
Very invigorating. but a lot of them are real stories of heroic or funny or human stories, stories of courage, stories of love. They usually have something from the novels, Outlaws of the Marsh, or from the classic novel, Journey to the West, you know, Monkey King.
Yes, The Legend of Monkey King.
They've been having Monkey King almost every year, and I'm looking forward to seeing Monkey King again, because he's so funny, and he's so athletic, and he's so bad, and he gets away with so much. But there's also, to me, in my opinion, a real spiritual meaning about Monkey King, because, you know, it's a story of the quest for enlightenment. And it's all of Shen Yun has that depth to it. It's all about sort of the deepest inner meanings of Chinese culture.
So now tell me again, what was your introduction to Shen Yun? Was it through the song? Was it through a dance?
I was so fortunate. I got to see Shen Yun one of the very first ones they ever did, because they came to Atlanta for one of their very debut performances in 2006.
Right.
And I was taken with it. It's so beautiful, and it's not like anything else. If you love dance, if you love just pure skill and perfection, Shen Yun would speak to you, and that did speak to me. But something people always talk about when they're at a Shen Yun, if you talk to people who are there, is the magnificent colors and the sense of sort of joy or the uplifting feeling. And there was one gentleman in last year's show. He was a producer, and he literally teared up as he said, the feeling in this, the spirit behind this, the purity of this, it's just, he said, the best, the best, the best.
My.
It's all about just giving people a really beautiful experience and showing the meaning and the gorgeousness of true traditional Chinese culture, because that is a majestic 5,000-year civilization that's all about human beings being the best they can be.
Very much so, and actually in going with the commentary that you've added, you included a lovely brochure for Shen Yun. And if you wouldn't mind, could you share some of these glowing comments?
I'd love to. Good idea. Christine Walewska, who is a cello virtuoso, said, "Really out of this world. There is no word to describe it. If I had to, the words might be divine, reborn, and hope. You have to see it to believe it." Nathaniel Kahn, who is an Academy Award-nominated filmmaker, said, "If heaven is the way we saw it tonight, count me in." And a lot of the dances will portray what they call heavenly realms or divine realms.
Yes.
There was one that was fairies dancing in heaven, sowing the flowers of heaven last year. This was so gorgeous. It was heavenly girls all in just different glowing, sparkling colors. And the idea, I think, was that they were actually creating celestial flowers.
Oh, yes.
And the projected digital backdrop, which is uniquely used, it interacts with the performers. They often appear to emerge from it or create things that show up on it or fly into it or come out of it. I don't want to give away any surprises.
Sure.
But it interacts in a remarkable way. So these divine flower fairies were creating the flowers, and you saw them sewing them in person on the stage. But at the end, this giant flower filled the whole stage that they had made. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And Shen Yun, listeners, it is in one of the sets of words of this brochure, it is a global sensation. And in fact, could you share some of the locales?
Sure. It goes all around the world. They're based in New York. The artists are actually based in New York. There's a performing arts school that trains dancers and musicians. It's Degree Granting College in New York, and which teaches classical Chinese dance and classical music and how to make the backdrops and other skills that have to do with theater and performing arts. But every year, the Shen Yun companies themselves go all over the world. They've been to Argentina. They always go to Japan. They've been to Taiwan, and they've really, really gotten beautiful reviews from there, of course, because people understand them especially well there.
Right.
They always go to Europe. they particularly, of course, go to North America and Canada.
Oh, yes,
but
yes.
They go to all the continents, Asia, Australia, Europe, mm-hmm. everywhere. And it starts now. It starts this coming week. The first performance of the 2014 tour is in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the second in Atlanta. They'll also be in Augusta, Georgia in March. So if you're not able to come to the Atlanta shows, you'll have one more chance in Georgia.
Yes, yes. We are blessed here in the Peach State with a number of ample opportunities to catch in you. And I'm very excited. I am because I am going to be going to the show on the 28th. In fact, what are the times for the shows?
Good question. Friday night is 7:30. There are matinee and evening performances on Saturday and Sunday. 2:00. And 7:30 on Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to have 5 shows just over the weekend.
All right. And we also have to talk. We're modern ages. How can folks find out about Shen Yun?
Good question. ShenYun.com is the actual Shen Yun website. You can hear some of their music. You can see the artist blogs. And if you wanted to find out about tickets, you could look at Ticketmaster. And if you went to shenyun.com, it would also tell you how to find different shows and tickets. Info, shenyun.com, hotline, 678-681-1868. That's 678-681-1868.
And Shen Yun is also on Facebook, yes?
Yes, they have a beautiful Facebook page, which I highly recommend.
Absolutely. In fact, we are following. We're actually following the Shen Yun page on the Beast from the East Facebook page, and we here at Beast Central have been very amazed at, you know, at Paris, at London, all these places all over the world, even the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, it always goes to the Kennedy Center, and it's going to Lincoln Center in New York.
Yes, it's.
The War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco. It really goes to the very best venues because it is the very best performing arts company.
They're a stellar group. And there's one thing that just crossed my mind. Recently, I had watched the movie Elizabeth, which had Cate Blanchett. A little interesting factoid.
Cate Blanchett saw Shen Yun in Australia, and she said she loved it. She raved about it. She said, an extraordinary experience. The level of skill, the power of the archetypes, and the narratives were startling. And of course, it was exquisitely beautiful. That's what Cate Blanchett said after she saw Shen Yun in Sydney, Australia.
And in addition to finding out about the music on the Shen Yun page, you will also hear it here on the Beast from the East podcast. In fact, a new episode is going to be coming up soon. We're shooting to have it up before Christmas, and we will feature some tracks from some of the Shen Yun compositions. And so, through Beast from the East, and also with the Shen Yun page, you can keep up with this marvelous performance group who are really showing the world a fine and true light on the history of an esteemed culture. Mary,
A lot of people who are interested in learning, it's very educational. You'll learn a lot about Chinese culture, and a lot of people bring their children. One of the most touching audience members is always parents of adopted Chinese children love to bring their children to Shen Yun. It's not good for really little kids. It's not recommended for people under 4.
Right.
But everybody 5 and up to 100 years old should love it. It's just gorgeous and very uplifting, make you feel good. There's a sense of joy in it, a sense of happiness and generosity in it. People always talk about.
Yes. And actually, I have one last thing also. Your scarf.
My scarf.
Yes.
I bought from the Shen Yun website because not only do I volunteer for them, I'm just a sincere fan. And it represents the Yi skirts. And Yi people, one of the things I needed to say is every Shen Yun show always includes not just classical Chinese dance, but the folk dances of all the various minority groups that have to do with Asian culture. And the Yi people are from southern China. They're known for their love of music and dance. Mm. And the Yi ladies always wear skirts like a rainbow. So this scarf is called the Yi scarf, representing the costumes of the Yi dancers. But you never know which of the many Chinese ethnic groups may be represented in every Shen Yun Year's show, because they mount a complete new show every year. They
amazing.
Almost always include something from Monkey King,
yes,
Outlaws
yes.
of the West. Sometimes they include Monk Jigong, who was a great hero, almost a superhero.
Quite.
And they usually include something from the Tang Dynasty, some legends like the Goddess of the Moon. You'd never know. It's always a surprise, and it's always something just amazing.
Wonderful. Any final words?
If you see it, you'll thank yourself. I've met people there who said, once I saw this, I said, I have to see this every year. And I've met people there who said, now that I've experienced this, I'm going to bring back my friends, my family, because there's nothing else like it. And it truly is a gift. You know, if you want to give somebody an experience they won't forget, if you want to teach your children, if you want to explore Chinese culture more deeply, and just if you want to lift yourself up. I met a lady at a Shen Yun who was a singer.
Yes.
She was a gospel singer, and she had a trained voice, beautiful voice. And she said she'd come by herself. She said, I missed it 2 years ago when they came, and this year I said, I'm going to give myself a gift, and I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm. That says it all. Well, Mary, this has been a pleasure. And in fact, one last time, the Atlanta shows.
The Atlanta shows are Friday through Sunday, December 27th through 29th. The evening shows, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, are at 7:30 p.m. at the Cobb Energy Center. The matinees on Saturday and Sunday are at 2 p.m.
All right, Stella. And then the Augusta shows?
The Augusta shows are in mid-March. Mm-hmm. I think it's March 16th and 18th.
Okay.
Recommend them highly. They're also visiting several towns in Tennessee and Alabama this year,
right,
as well as Raleigh and Charlotte.
Okay, well, Stella, well, rightfully so, Shen Yun is getting a widespread. Mary, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming again and telling me and all our listeners all over the world about the wonder of Shen Yun, because they're truly worldwide. So make sure that you, either through us or through Shen Yun or through both, that you keep up with the developments of the Shen Yun Performance Group, because they are truly all over the map and just expanding as we speak. So I'm looking forward to the Atlanta show. Mary, thank you again. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, whatever you subscribe to in your spirits. Thank you so much, Mary, and you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. I know I will.
All right, and listeners, this is Beast from the East at scpolite.podomatic.com. We're on Facebook. Also on soundcloud.com/BFTETK. You can reach us by email at beasttk@gmail.com. And any contact info for Shen Yun?
Hotline is 678-681-1868. The hotline for Shen Yun in Atlanta is 678-681-1868. There are also tickets available on Ticketmaster or, of course, at the Cobb Energy Center box office.
Magnificent, magnificent. Listeners, we will be in touch, and stay tuned for the next episode of Beast from the East, and of course, the wonders of Shen Yun. Take care.